the person who has iman and the person who doesn't have iman, the big main difference between the two is that after bringing about iman, after having faith, bringing faith, when a person has iman in Allah, faith in Allah, belief in Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the biggest reward to that person, His grace, His mercy. The biggest reward that Allah ta'ala gives to that individual who has iman is that Allah ta'ala takes responsibility for all affairs of that person, all the affairs of that person. Every action, every element of that person's life, Allah ta'ala says that I am responsible for your affairs. Allah ta'ala says that I give you all good things, I give you everything that comes your way, and on every breath Allah ta'ala protects and guides that individual. In other words, after having iman, faith in Allah, insan, the human being, Allah ta'ala takes his full responsibility of that human being. Allah ta'ala takes total and full responsibility. What a great point. And this hidayah, the guidance that Allah ta'ala gives to the insan, after he has iman, belief, on every footstep, on every breath, Allah ta'ala guides, assists the individual. This is called the ahkams, the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called sharia. So sharia, the guidance of Allah, is a great reward for those who have iman. In other words, Allah ta'ala is protecting. Sharia is protection from Allah, guidance, protection, safeguarding people's lives. So the life of a mu'min, of a believer, is such that any decision on the life of a mu'min is not his or her own. Big point. Big point. Any decision of life, for example, in our lives, there are thousands of different turns, there are quarrels, disputes, friendship, situations, relatives, business, tijara, transactions, ma'ashara, mu'amalat, individual personal life issues. So there's no part of life, element of life, in which Allah Ta'ala doesn't guide a person. There are two decisions. Either I can follow my own desires, or Allah says, no, don't do this, do it this way. So doing it the way that Allah Ta'ala wants is called sharia. Allah Ta'ala's guidance, Allah Ta'ala's principles, orders of Allah, sharia. And Allah Ta'ala gives this in two forms. One is in the form of the Qur'an, the whole Qur'an we have. And secondly is the hadith in Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And both ulum, both forms of knowledge are treasures that we have. And the one objective of both is one hudallil mu'mineen, that the mu'min, the believer, person, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to see the mu'min distressed. Any decision, argument at home, children issue, quarrel, then don't make the decision yourself. Just remember this point. If you are deciding yourself, then you are in loss, totally. Every decision, leave it to Allah. Every decision, leave to Allah. Even if it's a little quarrel, small quarrel, whatever the situation, you want to start something, you want to go into something, you want to try something out, always there's a situation that confronts a person. So never can a person who has iman consider that I will myself, with my own thoughts and opinions and methods, sort out these issues. There's a point that we always have to remember, that if I make a decision myself and there's benefit in that decision, and I think that this is good for me, it's better I do this, it's fine for me, it's good for me to mend relations or to break relations, then this decision of that person, if he makes himself, will give a person loss that he cannot see. Remember this point. Now, if in this situation a person fulfills the requirements of sharia, and sharia guidance he takes, and sharia says, no, do this instead of this, then it doesn't matter how much loss we see in this moment, like, oh, I should do this, otherwise my life will be difficult, oh, I could do this business, I can't do this, this is a house situation, a home situation, finish this off. So he thinks it's correct, his nafs says, no, do this, but Definitely if you are Sharia and Sharia says no, you cannot do this individual action, then definitely temporarily may be not correct for that person, but for long term that amal of shunning that thing will be a good amal, because Allah Ta'ala says, I am the one who's given you this cure. Allah says don't do this action, so it's a big guidance and advice for an individual. So this is a very big mu'min, for a mu'min, a path that he can never go astray. Alhamdulillah. Take any situation. Don't bring a situation upon yourself. Don't make a decision on your own. Lone decision. Don't leave it to yourself. And don't consult with others. Whatever people say, do this or that. No, take mashwara, consultation with Sharia. And do mashwara with Allah, that you consult with the Sharia and ask Sharia for guidance and the hadith, the practice of Rasulullah. So when we do this, it will become a good deed. Remember this one as well, that if we do an action according to Sharia, then it becomes a good deed. And Sharia, if we leave it and we do an action, doesn't matter how much benefit we can see, whatever it's giving, dunya is saying do it, and I start doing the action, then it becomes a sin. It becomes a sin. So what does it become? A sin. So this point, totally understand this clearly, O person of Iman, that every second of our life, the foundation of our guidance is one, that is the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to turn to the orders of Allah and ask for guidance. Any situation, small, big, the answer of every predicament will come from Sharia. And Allah ta'ala has prepared in a nice and big way for us to do this, that we don't even have to ask. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah says you don't have to go far. You can just make a decision wherever you are. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a big preparation. What is that preparation that Allah Ta'ala has made? To get the answers that Allah Ta'ala has prepared such that Allah says you don't need to ask anyone, you don't have to ask questions. Allah says you have Iman in me, you believe in me, I've prepared for you such a source of guidance that from there you will get the decision, insha'Allah. And how is that? We say, Allah Ta'ala says the mu'min's heart I've made in such a way, subhanallah, the mu'min's qalb, the mu'min's heart, Allah Ta'ala says, I've made it in such a way the heart, it's clean, pure, transparent, full of nur, the qalb of the mu'min, so clear that whenever a non-sharia decision he accepts, then his heart will suddenly start to clatter. It will start to shake. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. It will start to shake, tremble. It will start to make a noise. The heart will not accept that decision. No, no, this isn't right. And then he says, what shall I do? And he'll think, oh, there's benefit in this. But his heart, it will give a knocking sound. It will shake. And he won't feel enjoyment and satisfaction. This is the standard Allah has given to the mu'min. There's no need to ask the heart. You don't need to turn to it. The first thing Allah says, I've instilled in yourself such an item, your heart, the piece of flesh in your heart, that your heart will not accept you. It won't allow you to go towards wrong, loss. Your heart will shake inside. It will knock around. It will make a clattering noise. And your heart will say, no, you've done wrong. While you're lying down on the bed, you will think these things. Oh, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done this. And if you're doing something according to Sharia, then after doing the action, doesn't matter how much loss you feel, but your heart will feel nice, cool. Oh, I had a loss, but I did the right thing. This was the decision of Allah which I did. Subhanallah. So this is the heart of a mu'min. Do we have hearts like this today, O mu'mins? I don't have a heart like this, mashallah, you do, but I don't. This is the heart we have today. Can it be? It could be that today, Sharia, that the way we see its implementation in our society today, within the society of Islam, the answers we're given, we don't know where darkness is, where light is, where Sharia is, where nafs is, where the desires are, where Allah's deen is. Totally everything is flipped upside down. So this makes one thing very clear, that the qulub insani, the hearts of individuals and the ummah, are drowned in darkness. Otherwise the heart of a mu'min, aha, subhanallah, Allah says, the heart of a person of iman, what is it like? Just like a connection, we have the meter, the utility meter is connected to the electricity, so it shows the reading. So Allah Ta'ala says, your heart, I've connected it, O mu'min, to my ahkams, my laws, I've joined your heart, subhanallah, strongly. And that spiritual connection, Allah says, I've put so much strength in it, soon as my ahkams come, your heart will accept. So such points I explained to you so we can understand. Your heart will accept the message. Because Allah Ta'ala has made the human being in such a way. Allah Ta'ala hasn't paid attention to the kidney, the liver, except one organ, the heart. Allah Ta'ala has made a connection with the Quran and the Hadith. Allah says, as soon as my hukam, my order is coming, on that stage, on that mu'amalat, then your heart suddenly will receive that message. And if your heart doesn't feel like doing the right thing, then your heart has become wasteful and at a loss. And then what does that heart do? Despite we're a mu'min, navi man, but the heart withers away. And then Allah Ta'ala's orders do not run in our house, outside, in our shops, in our businesses, with our wife and children, in weddings, in divorce, in fighting, quarreling, and separation. All these cases that, oh, it's based on us. No, my heart feels, I leave. The husband says, no, I feel like, get her out of the house. The heart, no, I don't like this situation. Thousands of divorces take place, but wait. Okay, you don't like the woman. Okay, you don't like the house. Stop. Is it your choice, preference? Let's ask Allah and not refer to Allah's law. And if your heart is salih and pious and with full of nur, your qalb, then Allah Ta'ala has put a sift, a quality in the heart of the mu'min, then you won't need to refer to anyone. You will not accept in your heart the wrong decision that I'm doing something wrong. There's a beautiful name of a sahabi radiyallahu anhu, and he once was present in the service of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And soon as he presented himself, he didn't even ask the question, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked himself, aha, have you come for this reason? Subhanallah. So here's a point that the ulama, the Shaykh Kamil, the complete Shaykh, the high grade Shaykh, Allah Ta'ala has put such a capacity in their heart, because they have to do islah of the mu'mineen of the dunya, that their style also becomes like this. This hadith proves this, that when a sadiq talib, a true honest talib, comes for islah, then Allah Ta'ala instills the feeling in the heart of the Shaykh that this is the request of the student. Without him asking, they solve the issue. And this is a quality in the gathering of the Kamil Shaykh, the Wali of Allah. Subhanallah. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as the sahabi sat down, Hazrat said, shall I tell you why you've come? And he said, Ajib. He said, you've asked about a good deed. You've come to ask about this good deed. And he said, yes, O Prophet of Allah, I came for this reason. So this is such an important question and such an important reference that Rasulullah said, you've come for this reason, haven't you? So one thing we realize is that Allah Ta'ala was so pleased with action that such a nice question he's coming to ask me. He's not coming to ask me about dunya. There are two types of murids here. One of those who request dunya, I've come for this and this success. And the others are the sadiqeen, who come with the feeling of loss, that somehow I want to make my akhirah, I want to reach to Allah, I want to make my qabr, Allah becomes pleased with me. So when he reaches to a kamil shaykh, just like Wathaba went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala instills the vision into the shaykh that he assist this student who's come to you, assist him, guide him. So here the point comes up, brothers, have sidaq. Have sincerity. If you have a sincere heart that you want guidance in your life, then for a few days prepare yourself for the akhirah. Then alhamdulillah, Allah has opened many ways for islah, rectification, many. There are not only a few ways, many ways. But those people who want to play games, make a drama, they'll waste their lives. But the sadiq, the sidq, the honest, sincere student, when he goes to the teacher, then Allah Ta'ala does not send him back empty-handed unless and until his islah is done. So Allah's Nabi says, so have you come for this reason? You come to ask about this good deed? And Hazrat Wathaba radiallahu anhu said, yes, I've come for this question. Then listen to the answer. Then Rasulullah said, if you come to ask about a good deed, why have you come to ask me? Ask your heart, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That he was the Nabi Akhirah. Rasulullah said that, have you not even realized until now that your heart and Allah, what is the connection? The same point that I just told you some moments ago. The mu'min, the believer, you're asking people, individuals. Why do you ask people what's a good deed, what's not good, etc.? Ask your own heart. Haven't you done this yet? Why haven't you asked your heart yet? And he was silent. Then Rasulullah gave the answer that, look, the mu'min's heart is a great, great asset. And shall I tell you what is the condition of the heart of the mu'min that it should be? This is the situation that it should be. The person who has a heart and in the correct condition. Anyone who has a qalb, never will he drown or go towards sin. Rather, every action will be according to Sharia. Every action. So, mashallah, we hear, we realize and learn that how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught and gave guidance to the Sahaba. And obviously for us, that the reason that we go towards sin is because our hearts have become spoiled. And we don't realize or understand or accept that we have to do islah of the heart. We'll accept sins and we'll go towards haram and wrong and do wrong deeds and make bad decisions, give divorces, pick up burdens of others. And we refer to magicians and amila, amils and magicians and sorcerers, and we make jinn our friends and run towards shaitan. But not this, that we make our heart clean and pure so that automatically sharia comes into our lifestyle, into our hearts and minds and desires. We are wasting our lives. A mu'min, a believer who has got iman, Allah has prepared a connection with the sharia between the heart of the mu'min and Allah's Quran and the sharia. And the messages continue to flow and come into the heart. So this is proving, this is hadith, isn't it? Of course it is. So it's stated that you are the mu'min, oh my companion, you've come to ask me, the situation is such that a good deed is related to a good conclusion. So the heart, because we have the nafs, the desires, and the heart. So when a person follows sharia and implements an action in accordance to sharia and accepts the decision of sharia, then his nafs will be mutma'in and there will be no clattering, knocking in the heart. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is the mu'min, and today we are mu'min, isn't it? Oh, eat whatever you want, doesn't matter what you do, halal or whatever. Do what you want. Oh, it's okay, khair. Spend the nights and the days you want, the way you want. Enjoy yourself, follow your nafs. Where's it written you can't do this? Just tell me, where's it written? Allah Ta'ala says, written where? I've given your heart, I've inscribed in your heart. You don't need to open the Quran. Listen to the hadith. What it says further, that the status Allah Ta'ala has given to the qalb, the mu'min's qalb, heart. Rasulullah gave us guidance that a good deed is such a thing that when you make a decision on sharia and your maqam comes that you don't know what you should do, and your nafs is saying, no, do this, do that, do this straight away. Nafs is telling you, dunya is saying this. And you're thinking, what decision shall I make? Shall I make the wrong decision? Then subhanallah. It says that whatever decision you make right now, according to the sharia, then your heart, your nafs, your desires, these are the words of the hadith, your nafs will become mutma'in, and your heart will not have a desire, no cluttering, no knocking, no yearning for bad. There will be no two opinions, and this will happen at that time when you go towards sharia. And Allah's guidance is that if you make a non-sharia decision to satisfy yourself, to maybe be clear from all of the complexities of life, then Allah's Nabi says that's a sin, because to act against sharia is a sin. And that sin, that decision, if you do it against the sharia, away from the sharia, then the consequence will be that your heart, your nafs, your desires, there will be clattering noise, knocking, you won't be satisfied, your conscience won't be clear. Today, if not tomorrow, you'll think, oh, I made a big decision, big mistake, I shouldn't have done this, I shouldn't have sworn at that person, I shouldn't have slapped that person, I shouldn't have left that person. For example, tomorrow, many people after divorce, they run around, husband and wife. Is there someone, a way, a method that we can come back together? Because they made the decision for what? Against sharia. They stopped. And they didn't make the decision on sharia. So the nafs will never be satisfied with that person. That's number one. The nafs will never be happy. And number two, in the heart, there will be tossing and turning, doubts in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There will be a more increased belief that, oh, I did wrong, I should have followed the guidance of the sunnah. Oh, I said wrong to this person, I opened my tongue, I shouldn't have done this action. So this is a true deen of ours, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining this to us. And then further, subhanallah, that is stated that the heart, your heart which is given the fatwa, decision, and telling you about good deeds, and your heart is becoming content, and then you're making a decision to continue, and you feel goodness. So it's stated that if you make a decision based on this according to sharia, then your heart will bear testimony. It will be a witness in comparison to this. Any fatwa you get, if it's against the will of the heart, then don't accept it. Subhanallah, big point. Big point. Qalbin Nurani becomes full of nur, and this is the hal of the heart of a mu'min. How can he sit down in darkness and do haram, look at haram, do bad actions? The reason here, that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the mu'min, after having iman, the biggest need we have for success, for eternal success, and to save ourselves from hellfire, the biggest asset, the biggest requirement for a mu'min, after bringing about iman, before doing amal, before worshipping and praying, is what? Subhanallah. To rectify the qalb, to rectify the heart, to protect the heart. The person whose heart is made, alhamdulillah, if his heart is clean and pure and gentle, full of nur, and he tries to secure himself, and he doesn't allow any stain to come in the heart. Now Rasulullah SAW has hinted in this hadith, inshallah, that person's life, every decision will be according to sharia. Because he's sincere. He has the desire. So in this world he'll get guidance, and for the akhirah he'll get the reward. So this is the reason, my friends, the friends of Allah who make effort, they make effort on the hearts of the people. They do and they did. And those people who did, who passed away in this mission, and those people who had one objective in their life, the best objective, the morning until evening, they used to be busy in the dhikr of Allah. They used to be busy in the dhikr of Allah. Because for the protection of Allah, the heart, Allah Ta'ala has given us one action, just one action. What is that? Dhikr of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says the Quran is ahkam. It's orders for you. And it's thawab in reading it, but it will only come into the heart when your heart is clean. If your heart is dirty, impure, then will the nur and the light and the guidance of the Quran go into your heart? No, they'll revolve around your head. You read this many Quran, this many rotations around the Kaaba, etc. You will finish 15 Quran. But thousands of mistakes you'll make in your life against the Quran, you'll be living. Your house will be against the Quran. Your family members will be living against the Quran. Your business will be away from the Quran. The situation between the husband and the wife will be away from the Quran. But the Quran we're reading, doing qat, and there's no effect on us. Why? Because the heart is not made alhamdulillah. The Quran is being read and the hearts are being made full of nur. So Allah Ta'ala says that nur ala nur, your life comes into nur. Hidayah is coming, guidance is coming, the qalb is accepting the guidance, hidayah is coming, and amal is happening. Subhanallah. So what do we have a need for, my brothers? Consider, understand what I'm saying. What do we have a need for? What is it? You don't understand? Your heart. Your heart. We need a pure and clean heart. That the heart should be clean. I need to make effort. I need to strive. I need to, if I want to save myself from the splash of the mud, and if I don't build, for example, four walls around my house, rain will come in, water will come in, maybe flood water will come in, and our carpets will be spoiled, and you'll open the windows, and the wind will come in, all the dirt and dust will come into the house, and then you'll have to vacuum, use the vacuum cleaner 2-3 times a day to keep this carpet clean. So what do the people who are pious say? Oh, make this wall, or make this, for example, normal common man says, make a wall, make a ceiling. I don't want dirt to come in, no rubbish coming. How much we do to protect ourselves from dirt and rubbish? Have we ever thought about our hearts? We go to the marketplace once, and thousands of diseases come into the heart. Thousands. You hear somebody swearing, you hear someone speaking rubbish, nonsense, people arguing against each other, and people are listening to wrong and immodest things, and you're icy immodest things, and one rotation of the marketplace, you're going to go buy groceries, some meat, you prayed salah, durood, and dhikr. You think, let me go to buy meat shop, I go to the meat shop, and as you get to the meat shop on the way, your heart is spoiled. So what will it say there? Dhikr Allah, dhikr Allah. If your dhikr overwhelms you and overwhelms and overpowers the negative things, and you've learned the right and true dhikr, and you learn dhikr for this reason, that you can be saved from the sins. This is the case, isn't it? Not for playing games. Not for joking around. Allah Ta'ala says that request that Allah save me from the fitna, save me from the wrong effect, so my heart is full of nur. Allah Ta'ala says that if you follow your desires, then you will be deaf, dumb and blind, and nothing of yours will function properly, and your eyes will take you to bad, your hands and other assets and parts of your body will take you to bad. But when a person says, I want to follow his decision, then your discussion will be full of Allah Ta'ala's guidance. You will see things that are permissible, you will say things that are permissible, and somebody will say that I saw you in the bazaar, it's amazing, I went past you and I called out to you and I said to you this and that, and I just passed next to you, uncle, I just passed next to you and I said salam to you. And uncle, she doesn't know, is it uncle going, a man going, or a woman going? Why? Because he's blind from his eyes, blind from the sin, and his heart has made him physically blind, and he only needs to open the eyes when Sharia needs to do something. You're going to the shopping center, when will your ears open? Subhanallah, when you hear the adhan from the masjid. Subhanallah. So your eyes will open at the right time after sin has passed. Your ears will open at the right time. People say, oh no, sit down, listen to this song, etc. But he'll go to that same place, his ears will be sealed, and his heart will be saying, Allah, 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 Allah. And as soon as the call comes to salah, adhan comes to the ears, everyone's ears close, and Allah says, my hearing is now alert. And for example, you are reading different kalamat, and the different team will come, the other zone. And subhanAllah, you say, what's going on here? You're reading a dua, you say, I can hear the adhan in my ears. They say, we can't hear it. You say, this is the difference, because the heart is connected to Sharia, and I know there's no speaker here, no mic here, etc. So from within my ruh, the noise, the reverberation is coming to my heart. It wasn't salah time, but my heart was trembling, feeling, shaking. The salah time has come. Salah time has come. Say subhanAllah. Subhanallah. So this is our hal today. In other words, dhikr isn't a game, is it? It's not a joke, a waste of time activity. Dhikr, do it when you feel like, leave it when you feel like. It's not a joke. It's not. Listen to me carefully what I'm saying. Look at Chaudhary Sahib, he's come from Pakistan, he's 50 years old, and a big example, he's in front of you, he had sicknesses and illnesses, about 70, 80 different. Why have you come, Chaudhary Sahib, to the gathering? I want to do dhikr of Allah. Ask him, he's sitting here. Tell me, explain to me. Dhikr of Allah is not a game. When a person like this does dhikr of Allah, then his heart in the grave will be full of noor and light. Will he accept a non-sharia based answer? Will he accept a non-sharia based child? Maybe by force he will, but his heart doesn't feel, I want to stay in this house or go to such a child, or go to such a place. And he'll take the effects with him. And he'll say, Hazrat Sahib, I came for your sake. I didn't feel like coming, but I came for your sake. Many people have heard saying this. I've heard. So these are examples. So one man whose heart, alhamdulillah, is nurani, and he's ready and regular in doing dhikr, then the dhakir is heart, in no way will he allow the connection of the heart to break from the sharia. All other connections will break. Maybe relatives, it doesn't matter how close a person is, but sometimes a person is forced to maybe not maintain that relationship. Obviously by force, sharia says you have to have that relationship, but you may not go too long term. So they'll say, this person's weird, that he doesn't have love for this son or for this person. That person will say, what shall I do? Because the connection is cut. That my eyes are closed, my ears are closed, my tongue is dumb. And these will open at that time when Allah Ta'ala's tajalliyat, Allah Ta'ala's deen, Allah Ta'ala's benefits come to us. Aha, dhikr is a great action. Wala dhikr Allahi akbar. Inshallah, we'll speak on this tomorrow. That why is dhikr akbar? Beautiful point has just come to my mind. And we can't speak about that now because we have to do dhikr. So tomorrow, inshallah, if we are still alive, then I'll explain to you, wala dhikr Allahi akbar. Why is it mentioned? What does it mean? Why is it akbar? Dhikr. Let's do dua. Allah Ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq to do his dhikr. And today the points I've discussed with you, if only you can understand my words and my points, because take dhikr in your life very seriously. May Allah Ta'ala accept my speaking, because I am severely in need. May Allah Ta'ala give me extreme tawfiq that I can do dhikr of Allah as well. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.